I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on the show, we're going to take a look at the unique friendship between two of the game's outstanding young wide receivers, Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, plus a look at where Sam Madison is now. He helped the Giants win Super Bowl 42. But with OTAs underway, it's time to take you inside the huddle and look at the defensive line. We transition from inside the huddle to my sit-down with new defensive line coach, Patrick Graham. Coach, welcome to the New York Giants, first of all. And talk a little bit about getting to know Steve Spagnuolo and learning what he expects out of you defensively and your group, more importantly.
Since I've been here, Coach has been very welcoming and just, you know, been doing a good job of just teaching me and the defense, and so I'm getting a chance to learn the defense and how he wants to do things. And luckily for me, a lot of it coincides with what I've done in the past. So, I mean, it's been very good, you know, just learning a lot of ball from him and, you know, a different approach than what some of the other coaches I've been around with in the past. But it's been great so far.
All right. Obviously, the Giants went out and they spent a few bucks at your position group. But what's it like when you're going to have to bring in some guys, whether it's Damon Snacks Harrison or Olivier Vernon, guys that come in that are new to the situation and learning a new defense?
I think, you know, my job is to make sure I know the defense and what Coach Spags wants to have these guys do. And, you know, I think Coach has done a good job of, you know, aiding me in that process. And then by the time they get here, we'll be ready to roll. And just in terms of getting them to do what they do best and just taking it as a process, understand that you're not going to have the whole defense down within the first 2 days of being here, even though they're going to be anxious and they're going to be eager to try to get that to that point. But I try to make sure they know that between myself and Z, the assistant D-line coach, that we're going to get these guys and build it through a process, because it's all about getting better as the year goes on.
Obviously, you learned a lot in New England. You won a Super Bowl with Coach Belichick, and every year you were a threat to win the Super Bowl. What are some of the most important things that you learned being on his staff that you want to bring here to the New York Giants?
I think one of the things I learned most there was about the process in terms of getting better each day. The goal, obviously, is a team goal, is an organizational goal, is to win, to play for a championship. That's understood. Maybe mention that the first day. But after that, it's about preparing and getting better each day. So as you go throughout the process, as long as you're playing good ball at the end and you're able to put forth your best effort come, you know, November, December, January, that's where, you know, and see where it goes from there. But just doing your job and making sure that you're getting better every day.
A lot of Giant fans don't know that you broke in as a graduate assistant at Wagner under legendary coach Walt Hamline. Who's a huge Giants fan. What did you learn under him?
The number one thing I learned from him, the first staff meeting I had after a game, I was coaching tight ends at Wagner, and he went through a mistake that one of the tight ends I had, they made a mistake. And I said, Coach, I told him what to do. And he quickly let me know that that's not going to be okay. And from that point, that's the number one thing I learned from Coach Hamline. Okay, I got to understand. Like, obviously, I got to find a better way to tell him. He didn't do it that nicely, though.
I'm sure he mixed in a few words. Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Welcome to the New York Giants.
Thank you very much.
That's Patrick Graham, the Giants' new defensive line coach. When we come back, we'll tell you about Odell Beckham Jr. and his unique friendship as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Odell Beckham Jr. has carved a unique friendship with Jarvis Landry. Both were teammates at LSU, two of the most dynamic receivers in the NFL.
I'm a Louisiana boy through and through. You know, I lived in Atlanta and Texas for a little bit of time. I got a lot of family in Texas, but where I really grew up was New Orleans. 504 boy. When I go back to LSU, it feels like time stands still for me. Jarvis, I think that's my twin. We met up at a 707 camp in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
My bad.
We were roommates all throughout LSU, and we have this brotherly competition. Like, you know, we want to be the best, 1A and 1B, but one of us has to be 1A, you know what I mean? So it's like we always push for that 1A spot.
One more, last one. We're going to switch. All right, Odell, you up.
What you got?
Fear 13. It's the first thing that we do, because when they walk in through the door, I already know what time it is. When they come here, they have somebody that they can continue training with, and I don't mind training with them.
It'd be 10 o'clock at night. We'd go sneak into the facility, turn the lights on, and we'd go throw for an hour and a half, just sit there and try and make the craziest catches possible.
And earlier this past April, both Beckham and Landry were invited back to the LSU annual spring game.
They told us to come through the players' entrance.
This is my day. Y'all football players?
Yeah.
You can't go down this road.
It's just never really been in me to be a do-you-know-who-I-am type of person.
Y'all need to turn around.
It kind of just kills my vibe.
That's the gate. That's where we're going in right
there. That's the right one.
I'll park right here.
And you'll get told right here.
The bond between Odell and Jarvis runs deep. And walking into Tiger Stadium brought back all of those great memories and LSU pride.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
I tried to do as much as I could for LSU. It's a lot of memories that were left on the field and a lot that I didn't get to make. Having all the people at that spring game standing up clapping for you in kind of remembrance of what you've done for them. Never forget who you are, where you came from, what you went through.
It really is unique, two players on different teams, but each and every week they're able to push each other to be great. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll tell you about a guy that pushed his teammates to be great, Sam Madison, here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. When the Giants won Super Bowl 42, they had veteran leadership in the secondary. Sam Madison was a guy that was almost a coach and a player at the same time. He pushed the young guys to be great. In our Where Are They Now segment, Sam is now pushing young kids to be great in all walks of life.
Ooh, it's flow, Willie. It's flow.
Hut.
Get here. What? Nice. Good. Boom. Boom. And then drive through.
Former New York Giant Sam Madison is at home in South Florida, teaching today's youth the sport that he loves.
Even though I hit you back, guess what? Your head was still up, and you still had control. Let's go.
The Florida native grew up just north of Tallahassee, and after starring at wide receiver and defensive back for Florida A&M High School, Sam would attend the University of Louisville. led at the time by the legendary former Miami Hurricanes championship coach Howard Schnellenberger. In the second round of the 1997 NFL Draft, Sam was selected by the Dolphins and another Miami coaching legend, Jimmy Johnson.
I just wanted to come in and I just wanted to work hard. I knew Jimmy's background, knew he had all the rings. And I was like, I have opportunity to play with a Super Bowl Hall of Fame coach. And it just was really special. Being from Florida, coming down here to beautiful South Florida, welcome to paradise.
Madison would supersede all expectations in Miami, morphing into one of the best cornerbacks in the league, tallying 31 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, and 4 straight Pro Bowl appearances. But after 9 years in South Florida, Madison would take his talents north, joining the Giants in 2006.
Coming to New York was the best thing for me, and I knew I still could play.
Sam Madison with a huge interception, and the 32nd career interception for Sam Madison.
As the older veteran defensive back in the group, Sam would play a mentoring role to the Giants' young secondary.
I took those young guys under my wing. I worked with them on the offseason. I worked with them during training camp. I worked every single day, and I wanted to instill it in those other guys. And that was what got us over the hump and got us to what the ultimate goal we wanted to do, and that was the Super Bowl.
And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
We did it! Giants fans would get an all-access, behind-the-scenes look at Madison's great personality through none other than the Sam Cam.
Super Bowl champs, baby. It was really, really fun. It was really special. And, you know, it was one of those things where it loosened me up in front of the camera, where I always was loose because I loved to run my mouth.
Y'all brought me to New York for this. Let's go, man. Let's go, man. Right here now.
And now when I get on the plane, they the first one, Sam Cam in the house.
Chuck.
What up, homie?
You know.
We got these cameras.
Yeah, we got these cameras. It's going
Brett.
Down.
Brett.
Oh.
Well,
you
already know,
hey,
man.
Brett, your boy up.
This is
what you need.
Easy E. What it do, baby?
World champions.
World champions, huh?
Champions.
Even Coach Coughlin. Sometimes you see Coach Coughlin. I'm coming through there with camera. He's doing work. He really, okay, Sam.
There you go. I love it. I love it when you brought that one.
Hey.
Madison would retire from the NFL following the 2008 season, and Sam returned home to South Florida, where he remains immersed in the game as an analyst and on-air personality for the Miami Dolphins.
DB in the house.
The whole entire time.
But these days, Sam's energy is devoted to the Davy Broncos, the Pop Warner football team that he coaches.
Set.
Go, Gavin. Ball. There you go, buddy. Now you just need to get your head across.
Remember the drill that we did? Boom, sink, boom, bud.
Because if I make a move, you're going to go right by me.
He just brought a lot of energy and inspiration to our kids, and he is very strict with the boys, not just with football, but in life, with school, with everything. He's amazing. The kids love him.
Come on. That's why we here.
What it really is, it's just his passion for the kids. I played with him for the Dolphins for a number of years. And as a friend of mine, you know, I wouldn't coach with another guy because his passion for the kids is what it is. It's not about the wins and losses. It's about bettering these young men.
That's why we do all of those things before practice, keeping our head up, making sure that we see everything in front of us so we can protect ourselves.
This is my second year as a head coach. I had opportunity to go 12-1 last year. We won the Super Bowl. So when you talk about having an opportunity to mold these little young minds, we try to have these kids in a position to play safe but yet still have fun.
1-2-3, run it on 3. 1-2-3,
pop out!
Good job.
While Sam's roots are in Miami now because of his extensive time with the Dolphins, he still has that shiny Super Bowl ring with the New York Giants. And the Giants have a huge fan base, including some who live in South Florida who love their big blue.
Grew up in Saddle River, New Jersey. And in 1975, when I was 12, the Giants moved from New York to New Jersey. And we had 4 seats for the Giants since inception. And I moved down here to Miami Beach, and I decided to keep the tickets, and I still get up there for about 2 games a year, to be honest. I go up usually and pick the 2 Dallas game last year and an Eagles game where I went to the opening game. So from 12 years old, I've been a Giants freak. I want to keep him in my possession if there's ever playoffs, if there's ever Super Bowl, no matter what, I'm there. You've got an organization that's got great tradition. You've got an organization that's got players that are Hall of Fame players. LT is my favorite Giant of all time. Bavaro, Sims, Harry Carson, Carl Banks, those are really the guys that, to me, epitomized the real true blue.
And Super Bowl 42 is underway.
I've gone to the last two Super Bowls, just had a spectacular time, and obviously that was, you know, a life-changing event, both of them, especially the first one, but the second one was just as cool.
And the Giants have won Super Bowl 46!
I've done a little recording, and I've played with a couple good players, and I wrote a little ditty with some of their names as a tribute.
Phil Simms to Bavaro. George Martin to OJ. Little Phil McConkie. And that straight hand could play.
I think they go together, because there's a rhythm, there's a feeling that you get, and then you start to get into the groove, and the same with music. I can be off, all of a sudden something clicks. And same with sports.
Cause I'm a big Blue Giants fan. Everybody knows I am.
There's stuff that you just never will forget that this organization has done. And it was part of my growing up. I mean, I'm over 50 now, and I was doing this since I was 12. So to me, it's, you know, ingrained in me. So the Giants are by far the class organization in sports, in my opinion. Thank you.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants defensive back Trevin Wade is a huge fan of the Ninja Turtles, so he decided to go out west to Hollywood and visit the set and watch the stuntmen at work.
Hi, I'm Trevin Wade, New York Giants.
Loose on the ground, and the Giants finally pounce on it.
Trevin Wade.
Come join me right now and check out some new moves from the stunt coordinators of the Ninja Turtles.
I was the stunt double for Raphael on Ninja Turtles 1 and 2.
I was one of the fight choreographers in Ninja Turtles. It's like an art form for me. It's like anything else. It's like dance, or it's like writing, it's like acting.
All right, man, we're going to do some Ninja Turtle training right now. And bring it up.
Good. In martial arts, you have to know the timing. You have to be able to anticipate everything, just like when you're on the field.
And go. Good. Excellent.
Ninja Turtles, their basis was karate.
Note the defensive stance. The karate man never strikes first.
We implied a little bit of modern stuff, like tricking.
My favorite turtle is Raphael, just because my brother is actually named Raphael, and that's who I grew up playing with. Leonardo reminds me of Dominique Rogers from Marty. Just from, you know, his skill asset. I'll say Donatello is probably Eli Manning. You know, he's an intelligent one out there. I kind of think of Michelangelo as Prince Nakamura, because he's just silly. Master Splinter, Coughlin. He's more like, you know, old school.
Never mistake activity for achievement.
Raphael, I'm just gonna go with me, just being confident and coming to the team and try to give them my assets and try to help the team win.
He throws it back. The ball is loose, scooped up by Wade, and he runs it in for a touchdown.
So now let's try to get all those movements in there. You want to get that little contact or the little push. Block, punch him in the face, and you're going to chuck him away.
I knew there was a lot of work, but it's different when you see it in person.
That's how we do it in Hollywood. All right, here we go. All right. And action. Yeah,
You can be a stuntman anytime, bro.
Oh, man, appreciate it. Good to hear.
Oh, hey, look what we got here.
Care if I crash this party for a second?
Please do, Raphael.
Hey, we wanted to make you an official turtle and give you a little bit of something good, my friend.
Oh, and the...
Yes, yes, that is all for you. Go ahead and put that on.
Nice.
It's going to be the red bandanning machine. Booyakasha, my friend.
Do I smell a sardine?
I don't like sardines on my pizza, you big can opener. And don't get up, Shredhead. Nice job, my man. You really took care of him.
Where were we?
Let's open that up. Smell that. Cheesy goodness.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Giants.com, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.